Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 326, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
I was not fast enough opening up Adobe Audition to hit record.
Oh.
Eddie's already come in.
Yeah.
He's come in, checked, walked off.
Gone again. Well, I caught him on my way in, posing. I had to take a few photos. That's why I was late. Sorry. Just having a photo shoot outside. Sorry.
There were some models and they had to be photographed. Eddie is apparently better known than we are for
what?
Doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Even though he wasn't even in last week, was he? Betty was.
Mm.
Or did he make an appearance? I can't remember.
It's starting to blend.
Yeah.
Because Chester was here and Eddie came and sat on Chester.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That wasn't last week, though, was it?
No. It was Betty at the door and we were like, look at those
white paws. Yeah,
that's Eddie.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. So funny. I've got a quiz for you about a person that we will be talking about in the news.
Ooh.
I am going to be reviewing a series based on an older film. And another thing that I've forgotten about, but I'm hoping I remember it.
Me too.
Or else it'll be on next week.
Yeah.
Because I've forgotten to write it down. So here we go. I think it's time to get into the, you do it.
It's time for the meows.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
That was a good one.
Thanks, because I want to join in every single week.
Oh, do it. It's not exclusive.
Oh, okay.
It's better if you
join
in.
Because it sounds like a busier racetrack, doesn't
it? Yeah, I know. It's like really exciting. Everything's happening.
Multiples.
So much news. Just like
newses.
You know, I was probably older than I should have been when I realised that news just meant new things. I mean, I'm not talking about 3 months ago. I'm talking in my teenage years.
I was today years old.
Really?
News, new things.
Yeah, it's new. The new stories. It's the new.
Well, I mean, it makes perfect sense, but I didn't know that was the true definition.
Honestly, the look on your face was like,
loser.
I can't believe you.
Loser. Well, because I was judging
myself. You were doing
it
to yourself. We should probably say we're drinking water tonight.
Yeah.
There's no soup, but there is soup. It's downstairs. It's chicken noodle soup.
Yum.
Like the old-fashioned one that you used to have, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like the one that they talk about, oh, have this noodle soup to make yourself feel
cold.
Yeah. So I've got some sour cream that I'm going to put a dollop on top.
It's too fancy.
And then some
dill. We never
had
that growing up.
Oh, no, we didn't have it, so I'm just going in.
If we were lucky, that we would have had a little splash of skim milk, maybe.
Maybe.
Of light white.
Light white.
No, shape.
Shape. That was it. It was shape.
Shape.
It was shape.
But not too much, though.
Don't put too much in because the milkman, I don't know if anybody can hear that, but that's Bling. She's got a toy mouse in her mouth and she goes, meow, 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 meow.
Somebody's
talking. Meow, meow, meow,
meow. Still going. Hi, Bets.
Oh, Betty's in here. She's producing tonight.
Mm.
Yeah, and we couldn't put too much shape milk in.
No.
Because the milkman, because we used to get the milkman still, even though we were living in Sydney.
Yeah. We were 70 metres from a shop.
Yep.
And we got it delivered. We were so 2024 back then.
No, right? But the funny thing is, or should it be the ironic thing, is that the only reason we got the milkman to deliver our milk is because he was doing the milk run to Harris Market and the deli there.
I didn't know that.
And he was just like, I'm just going to keep doing the people that are around this area because it's not that difficult for me to do. Isn't that cool?
I loved it. It was put the milk money. And we had little scraps of paper that we saved and our different orders.
That's right.
Yeah. Do one of one. Okay.
It never applied to me, though, did it?
No.
Because I was allergic to cow's milk.
It wasn't easy for him to get you alternative milks.
It'd be really easy now, though.
You were still 2024 back then, we were not.
That's right. Oh, it's so funny.
Imagine asking the milkman for, like, some nut milk.
Can I have some oat milk, please?
Can I have some rice milk, thanks?
What?
Like, no.
They knew soy. Like, soy milk was a thing. I think it was, like, Vitasoy.
Was
and
it when we were getting
so good.
Milkman, though?
Yeah. Because, yeah. But not, like, everybody's having it. It's, like, the people who are allergic to milk are trying to force themselves to drink it.
Yeah. There was no Bond soy back then.
I don't even know what you just said, though. Bond soy?
No, Bond soy. It's the nicest version of soy milk.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to have soy, that's what...
You said Bonds, as in like the clothing, soy.
Yeah, didn't you know? They make knickers, socks, onesies, and soy milk. How do you not know
I don't
this?
Know.
Okay, I didn't know news, but how do you not know that Bonds makes milk? They took the milk run.
Yeah.
They do.
They were
Harris
the ones.
Farm.
But only the streets around there.
Just the surrounding streets.
Oh, shout out to anybody who lives in that suburb.
Your lucky ducks.
Old stomping ground. Look, speaking of old stomping ground, Michael Keaton stomped back into the old stomping ground that was a Beetlejuice movie. They filmed Beetlejuice 2. It has him as Beetlejuice, but also Winona Ryder and Catherine O'Hara is the are back. I remember talking about it. And Jenna Ortega is in it.
Yeah.
She was the one who was Wednesday in the Wednesday series.
Yeah.
And I guess the dance, which I made, must have been TikTok, made
yes.
it really, really popular on TikTok. Anyway, he was asked about the movie and he said, "It's really beautiful and interestingly emotional here and there. I wasn't ready for that. It's great." And also, he's got nothing but great things to say about his co-stars. I think, though, that's more because he doesn't want to get cancelled and not get any more roles in Hollywood. So you say nice things about the people you work with.
Yeah, because it sounds very much like there's an unworded although.
Although there was that one.
Although.
That person sucked. He was talking about Jenna and he's like, oh, she's good. She's just got it, you know, like she's got that tone. And, of course, she's got that tone. Like that tone is Winona Ryder in Beetlejuice and her as Wednesday.
She's perfect for Beetlejuice.
It would have been a no-brainer,
never
right?
Never going to be auditioned for.
No.
Wrapped up in a bow.
There's never going to be a story that comes out and be like, these are the other actresses who.
Well, if there is, we know. Liar, pants on fire.
It's not a real story. You're making it up.
Clickbait.
Now, a story that I heard that I was like, wait, what? Why is this a thing?
Yeah.
Because it's not 2020 anymore. But do you remember the game Among Us?
Yeah.
They're making an animated series about it for CBS in America. I have no idea which streaming service that is here. I can't remember. It's too much. But I want to tell you not only who the cast are, but what the personalities of the different coloured Among Us
characters
are.
Figurines.
Randall Park, who's from everything.
Yeah.
Ashley Johnson, who is, of course, from The Last of Us, critical role. And most of us remember her from Growing Pains.
Oh, yeah.
And she was the little daughter in the last couple of seasons.
And I feel like she's been in a lot.
She's been in so much. So much.
Like she's that face you just see everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, and even when you're not seeing her face, it's still her face, which is Ellie from The Last of Us.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's wild that she's Yvette Nicole Brown from Community. If you watch that, you'd be like, yeah. And, drumroll please, Elijah Wood.
Ooh.
Talk about a cast. Like all of a sudden you're like, oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Maybe I am interested in this. So it's based on the game's premise, which is, and I quote, "Members of your crew have been replaced by an alien shapeshifter intent on causing confusion, sabotaging the ship and killing everyone. You then have to find out who the imposter is." I reworded that for the Australians. Now I'll read it for the Americans.
Okay.
"Root out the imposter or fall victim to its murderous designs." So.
We can have a different rating in Australia if it was root out.
What is this series?
I know you like Among Us, but no.
You cannot. You're not watching.
Elijah Wood takes on a whole different meaning.
So Randall Park is Red, and Red is the captain, and he's a people pleaser. A blowhard, and his task is leadership.
Leah,
confidence.
You've got to stop.
It's not my fault. I'm quoting.
But there's too many.
Fun fact: he's failed upwards. Ashley Johnson.
You're going to get censored soon.
Really? But I'm quoting.
I know, but when you mentioned the...
Sorry. Yeah, but the Americans would just be like, no, what's wrong? I don't get it.
My Australian brain's going crazy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I really apologize. So purple, chief of security. Safety, suspicion, sarcasm. Task, wet blanket. Fun fact, trust issues. Yvette Nicole Brown will be playing orange. HR. Spineless corporate shill, of course, right? Task, eliminate redundancy redundantly. Fun fact, fires you over an email.
Oh.
Elijah Wood, green, unpaid intern. So good, right? Just happy to be there. The task is whatever you're told, but whatever you tell him to do. And the fun fact is gets paid in pizza.
So it's going to be really tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Comedy.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm
more interested
now going to at least watch the first episode.
It feels like Reno 911.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Or Brooklyn 99.
Yep.
Brooklyn 99? Did I just make that up?
No, that's a show.
Okay.
99? No. 99.
Brooklyn 9?
99.
The funny one.
The show.
Name
yeah.
Brooklyn in the title.
I feel like it's been so long since that show came out and finished.
Yeah.
Probably because it has been a long time. Eugene Levy says he's looking at the future of his acting career and he believes retirement may not be too far away. Now, don't get shocked yet because he's 77.
Mm.
And he's been in so many things over the years. Like, I mean, the biggest one recently is Schitt's Creek.
Yes.
With his son. And he said, I'm not afraid of retirement. I love when I have nothing on the agenda. Like,
me too.
Yes, same. I'm annoyed we're doing this right now, even though it's my choice.
I'm not a Hollywood star with that paycheck. But, geez, I really like doing nothing too.
He said, I love getting up and the only big decision is where to go for lunch. Well, the answer is you don't go out for lunch. You stay in the house because why would you make the effort of going anywhere? If you're doing nothing for that day, do nothing.
Hire a cook. Bring a chef in. Have a housekeeper who can keep things tidy as well.
This is all...
I know how to spend your retirement.
All perfect ideas. Speaking of perfect ideas, I've had a perfect idea for the quiz. It's about Eugene Levy.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Okay? Obviously not now because we can't do things out of order. Otherwise, the podcast police... come and arrest you.
I was just thinking, could I get away with just quickly Googling him while you're talking? But I think you'd figure that out.
I think I'd figure it out. So let's get into some watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Let's do paper, rock, scissors this time because I think like 2 weeks ago it was your turn, then it was my turn.
And then I got confused last week and I don't know whose turn it was.
One, two, three.
Yes.
Okay, so we did scissors to get both together at the same time and then I changed mine to paper thinking you'd go rock but you stayed on scissors. Well done.
Leah, that's how I've played with you since the beginning of time. You always start on scissors and then you always change, so I stay on scissors.
Why don't you just go rock originally?
No, and Louie.
Make it interesting.
Look at that. Oh, my gosh, we've both got scissors. All right, better do it again. Gotcha.
Watch you, baby.
So that means I win.
Watching.
I have been watching. Gone down a little bit of a rabbit hole.
You did last week as well, I think. Or was that the week before? All weeks are merging into one.
Maybe. I'm not quite enjoying these rabbit holes. Anyway, I have gone down the rabbit hole following Christian Hull on the Ultimate World Cruise. Now, remember last week I...
Yeah, you were in a billion.
I watched a thing. So... I think my phone was listening to me when we were recording this because ever since then, a lot of my reels and things are about cruises.
He's an Aussie comedian, right?
He's an Aussie comedian. You will know him.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
If you heard the voice, you will know him immediately. He does those hilarious TikToks and reels where he watches those funny videos of like 5 minute crafts and things, and he
life hacks
and life hacks.
And then he's like, why would you do that?
Just commentates on. Yeah. And he's got a really distinct laugh. Like, it's the laugh that you can't help but laugh as
contagious.
Anyway, so a little while ago, Royal Caribbean in COVID, I'm going to give you the backstory so you actually understand, but I'll go as fast as I can. Royal Caribbean during COVID decided, we need to do something different. We need to revive this cruise industry. So instead of continuing to only offer these 7-day cruises, 14-day cruises to the islands, let's go around the world. Let's make it the ultimate world cruise.
I mean, you can't get more ultimate than going right around the world,
going
right
around the world, going past or through or into every continent. Sounds kind of amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to go for 9 months.
It's a long time.
Sounds less amazing, right? It's
quite arduous now, like stuck on the same boat, the same people.
That's what's happening. So it started going crazy. So this is not a television show. This is the world of social media, and I'm watching it. It's in Reels, Facebook Lives, TikToks, all of that. What was happening was all of these people on the Ultimate World Cruise started to just have drama with each other, and they're posting it live. There was one individual on there who was like, I'm just going to ruin you all, essentially, and they all hated him and they all turned on him. He ended up getting off.
Is this Survivor?
Look, this is not just Survivor. It's Big Brother. It's Lord of the Flies.
That fire festival. It sounds a bit like that.
It's
fire
festival. It's school camp with the prefects.
Yes. Got to be high school.
Yeah, it's really, really high school. So anyway, Christian Hull, he started watching these TikToks. He's commentating on it because that's what he does. He's a comedian. He's really funny.
Perfect.
Amazing. People then started commenting on him and said, I'm raising the gauntlet, Christian Hull, the Ultimate World Cruise is arriving in Brisbane, not far from where you live. Get on it. Come on. Can't just be commentating on this stuff from home. You get on it. And he was like, well, that just sounds disgusting. Who wants to go on a cruise?
Especially one that where all that's happened.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like I said last week, you're either a cruise person or you're not. To go on a cruise like that, you've got to really, really enjoy sailing.
You're an intruder in Big Brother.
You're an intruder in Big Brother. That is exactly what it is. So he's gone on. He went on the Ultimate World Cruise. He got sponsorship because it costs $16,000 for a 16-night cruise. So the people who have signed up for the 9 months have paid hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So they're so rich they don't need to work. So,
no.
But, and they must be so bored with their own life that they want to go on a cruise and fight with other people just so they feel alive.
Yes. Or they're part of that top pointy end of people who really like cruises, who really like cruises. Mm. And for them it's a status symbol. I went on the Ultimate World Cruise. I was on there for 9 months.
I mean, it was called Ultimate, so clearly.
Yeah. I mean, this is not going on. You know how we used to hear about people selling their house and then just living on the Queen Mary? That's a luxury boat. This one doesn't sound to be like a normal cruise. There's not really the entertainment. It's the same people. Could you imagine
what's going on?
So the Ultimate World Cruises, they're the school captains. They're the prefects who don't want their feathers ruffled, and they want everyone to know that they're the ultimate ones. So when tickets for the ultimate didn't really sell, because it's 9 months cruising,
so long.
You know, if you could afford to take 9 months off your life and travel, you can do it on a cruise.
No,
if you got $200,000, you're cruising.
You might do a little bit of cruising, but you're going to mix the traveling up, right? You might go on some planes.
I might fly business class somewhere.
I'll go on a Shinkansen.
Bizarre. Anyway, they broke over Caribbean, then broke it down to segments so people could buy a 3-month segment or a 16-day segment.
Probably a better business plan.
Much better business. They're probably paying more per night anyway.
Well, $1,600, right?
Yeah. No.
If he's paying $16,000 for 16 days.
Yeah. So anyway. These ultimate cruisers who are on for the 9 months do not like the other people. They think they should get privileges. So there are just fights breaking out everywhere. And it's all on social media.
There's a lot going on
here. Amazing watching.
I have also just made another comparison. So the people who are on there originally, who are the ones that are there forever, and then there are new people on there, and those new people are taking their cabins. It's like, it's like racist people about immigrants.
Yeah. It's hideous. So because they've been on for so long, they've got nothing new to talk about, right? So
of course,
they're having conversations about crisping lettuce, and they've also lost their niceties. So there are just arguments breaking out in lifts.
Within the first 5 seconds.
Yes, just for no reason. People just don't care anymore. They're saying exactly what they want to say, and they couldn't give a damn.
It's the breakdown of society while still holding on to the worst parts of it.
Yes, all while stuck on a boat. But don't call it a boat, because people who cruise don't let you call a boat. It's a ship.
Is that kind of like when you call country music country and Western music?
Oh, probably, yes. Yes. Anyway, Christian Hull, he's currently on the ship.
At the moment.
Wow. It's happening. He's on day 7 or 8 or something like that. He's having mental breakdowns.
Oh, no.
He posts videos where he's just crying. I hate it. I just want to stay in my room, but my room is horrible.
Oh, no.
I can't get the aircon to work. Really? It's really noisy. It's either Arctic temperatures or it's the Sahara Desert. And it's so humid because they're the tropics of Australia.
Yeah, right.
That if he opens the balcony doors, everything goes foggy in the room.
Oh, no.
Because I don't want to go out, but then I'm supposed to be here creating content, which means I've got to go out, but I don't really like confrontation.
Oh,
so no. I don't want to go and talk to these people because none of them like each other and you can't step on toes. It is a fantastic watch. It's really, really fun. He also has a podcast going where he's recording every night. It's one of the top rated at the moment in Australia. I think it's like number 2.
So fun.
It's really fun. It's a great little just glimpse as you're doing stuff around the house. Yeah. Just listen to how Christian's coping on this ultimate cruise.
Oh.
So please do yourselves a favor.
Yeah, this sounds like gold.
Because it's not a big investment. Just little reels every now and again on your social feed. Just click follow and enjoy, everyone.
That's fantastic.
It's watching Big Brother without the producers.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This is Big Brother.
This is the ultimate world cruise.
I didn't watch anything like that. I watched the series version of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh,
of course,
okay.
The movie
really
with Brad
different.
Pitt, Angelina Jolie from, I think it was mid-2000s, maybe 2005,
a bit earlier maybe.
Yeah, so I have been watching the one that Donald Glover is behind and he plays Mr. Smith. You're right, we should stop because Betty is on the spare bed and has been since almost the very beginning. Mm. She's just been relaxing, asleep.
Mm.
I didn't see him arrive, but Eddie is in the room.
I've been watching the whole thing.
I've turned around. Yeah. He is sitting above her and he's draped his tail over her head and she's so tired she can't be bothered to move it.
The tail was
on her
neck.
Oh, really?
He's moved it so it now actually undulates her neck, head and ear and she doesn't know. I can't wait for him to like fall asleep and sort of slide onto her.
Which he will do.
Kick her in the head or something.
Because that's...
He's going to use her as a leverage to like push himself back up again.
Yeah, absolutely. And she won't worry. She won't be annoyed because he is all she's ever known because they were born together.
Yes.
They were in the same litter. So she is not aware that that's annoying.
They're sitting in identical positions. If only Betty had another head to rest her tail on, then they would be identical.
You know what I have to do? I have to take a photo of it, right? I really should. Can you turn the light on?
Well, I don't want to disturb them.
Oh, okay. You stay there. I'll try and...
Oh, no. It's okay. The tail's not on the ear.
I got it. The look on his face... Let's put my headphones back on. The look on his face... is what? And hers is?
It was what, but it was also a bit posy because he was doing something different. Then he saw you had your phone and he goes, what? Oh, this way?
And have a look up a little bit and explain her face.
She's woken up, doesn't know what day it is. She doesn't even know her own name.
Not aware of the tail.
It's a shame that the tail moved off the
ears. Off the ear. It was, on the ear. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, so it's a series.
Oh, sorry, are you talking about something?
It starts off where you see individually them at their job interview, and it's like going to McDonald's, walking into the McDonald's and going to the screens where you order.
Oh, yeah.
That's who they're having a job interview with, the screen.
Oh, okay.
And they call it hi-hi because it always says hi-hi. And they end up being paired together, John and Jane Smith. They live in Manhattan and they are together. They have to be married and they've got to leave everything behind. And so they go on this first mission, right, where it's almost like a test. All they have to do is stop this lady from delivering a package.
Is it a real event or is it like a test, a setup, simulation?
So they're treating it like it's real, but they kind of think it might just be a test. Okay. And you as the audience also thinks it might just be a test.
Okay.
And then each episode is almost – so each episode is a whole new story, so a whole new, like, job that they have to do. There are in Europe and everything. They meet another Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I won't give away who plays them because it's a bit of a treat. And they end up going to a therapist who I won't give away who that is because that too is a bit of a treat, watching all these people. I was a bit dubious about watching this because, I don't know how they're going to do this, seeing that it was so big and so, 2000s, it had that feel to it.
Yeah.
They've changed it up.
To be.
Yeah, it doesn't need to exist. They've changed it up. It is so good. I am so annoyed with myself that I slept on it not that it's been out for ages, but.
Yeah.
It is so good. I am loving it. I think I'm halfway through episode 7. And now I'm getting to the point where I'm like, oh, should I slow down a bit?
Oh.
Should I slow down a tiny bit? Because I'm a little bit worried now that I'm going to finish this season and then be sad. See you, Ed. Ed's had to go. Did Betty realise?
Yeah.
She knows.
She stepped on.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. There you go. This is on Amazon. If you've got it, definitely watch it. Very, very good. What else have you been watching?
I dipped into the Disney release of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour.
I am so surprised it's taking you this long. I really thought
it only got released on the 15th.
That makes sense because I was like, I am so surprised you didn't do it the second she came into the country.
No, so it only got released, and
that's good timing.
Through my social media stuff,
do you want to call it algorithm?
Yeah, algorithm. Look, not much, but. You know, you click on something and then what are they talking about? So you click on another thing and you kind of are dictating the algorithm at that stage. Yeah. I realized, Swifties are hardcore people, but there's a whole thing out there where Taylor releases clues, doesn't say it's a clue, but they pick up on it. So for ages before, they were onto it and they said, something is happening on March 15th, because on this concert date she said the number 15 three times. Like how would you make those connections?
Also, how do you have the energy to be that tuned
but
in?
People are tuned in.
Oh,
you know, I'm exhausted from the Alana stuff.
Oh, I know. Thing.
But they must have known every intricate detail of that tour and what she said when all of these things to figure out there was something being released on that day. They didn't know what it was, but they were talking about it being released. Now, I heard all of that after I already knew it was being released on the 15th, but I thought that was an interesting little tidbit. Anyway, so I watched it.
Yeah.
It's over 3 hours long.
Jeez. Now, is it like back behind the scenes stuff. It's just the show. Concert. It's wow, just it's the really concert. Long.
Now, if you're saying to me, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, why are you recommending it to me? I'm going to say go and watch it for production value, because you might have seen other people in concert, other pop stars in concert. You've never actually seen anything like this.
Okay.
Now, we've heard all the stories about she needs however many stupid number of trucks to travel this show around. I now know why. The stage is ridiculous, huge, and there are three different main areas with a big, massive catwalk down the middle. There are parts of the stage that raise up and down to create different levels. Now, I'm not just talking like a bit in the middle that just raises her up. I'm talking there are probably 7 to 8 platforms that can create rises like stairs or introverted stairs.
To make a different stage.
Constantly changing.
Stage.
The show is done in her eras. That's why it's called the Eras Tour. Every part of the era is a different color scheme. The stage is done differently. The entire floor of the stage is LED screens.
Oh, okay.
When the risers go up, the sides of them are LED screens.
So I'm assuming then, yes, that is a lot of stuff, but you also need replacements for those things
as
well. You
also need replacements for that. They've also, the whole way down, they've got lights the whole way down.
So you need those lights to be working every single night.
And to be constructed as well. There are smoke things that go off. It is a visual feast. So even if you're not interested in Taylor herself, the costumes are designer by people that she knows. They're Dolce & Gabbana. All the shoes are Christian Louboutins. The dancers, the musicians, they're all incorporated in the show. It's really interesting. Okay. There's not one rhinestone left in the world, because every single costume she wears is donned, every microphone has a different color for a different era. The microphone stands, her guitar, everything. It's crazy. The one bit that I was like, oh, that was really, really cool, was there's a bit where the risers go up, and on the sides of the risers an image comes up of a car, and Taylor's standing on top of it swinging a golf stick that's glowing in the dark, and all the dancers around the outside of the car. And as the song goes on the beat, the dancers are whacking their golf stick to hit the car on the LED screen, and the car gets a dent on it. Like, it's just so cool. The runway at one stage becomes a guitar, it becomes a snake that's moving along. Every person in the audience has a special band that lights up, and it changes color and changes flashing based on things. Like, the work that's done to create a masterpiece was incredible.
Very intricate.
Again, just do yourselves a favor. Just put it on. You don't even have to have it blasting. I had it blasting at some stage, dancing around, kids joining in with me. It was a really good production.
You know what I'm thinking? I think it might be one of those biggest streams for Disney. And I was thinking about Hamilton, how Hamilton was massive, but it wasn't necessarily because people were massive Hamilton fans. Yes, they were.
Yes, you're right.
But there are also people wanting to check it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Taylor Swift has all of her massive Taylor Swift
fans.
She's
got a massive fan.
They're going to be watching that over and over and over again, and then you get people checking it out.
Also, I know particularly in Australia, the ticket sales were really criticised as to how it was done. It was a bad business move, plus not many shows. So you're getting all the people who couldn't go to the show watching it.
Yeah.
It was released in the cinemas, and Netflix were supposed to have it, and they lost the contract to Disney.
Oof.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, should I say.
Okay. It's a fun one. It was a good one.
Well, you know exactly where to find it, because it's on the homepage every time.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah, every time you turn Disney on. I want to talk about something in Disney as well that I have already spoken about, but it's a series that is being released, I think, released here every Tuesday, so it must be Wednesday in America, and it's that Shogun.
Mm-hmm.
the Japanese show.
Yeah.
Watched another episode this week. And I'm in. You know when you've got a couple of shows that you're in? Yeah. So I'm in for this and I'm in for Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And I'm just like, yep, this is me. Yeah. This is my weekly watches. Finish,
this is what I'm doing.
Yeah. This is my personality now.
Japanese spies.
Pretty much. Well, actually, Jane Smith is, I think she's half Japanese, half Scottish, she says.
So you are very...
So I am, actually.
You're on brand.
Yeah, I'm on brand. Yeah. Wow, I'm so clever.
Gosh.
That's all I wanted to say. I just want to say it looks amazing. It has me. It's got the real sort of Game of Thrones political stuff going on as well, all the backstabbing. Would recommend 100%. But you know what else I would recommend? That you try the quiz.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactamundo. The quiz is called Name This Eugene Levy Movie. Because he's been in so much, right?
Yeah, I bet.
Don't think about it. I'm going to read you the synopsis. You have to tell me the name of the movie.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
It's just movies he's been in. He's
think of two.
Okay.
Surely you're going to do six questions on two films.
A man who never has enough time for things he wants to do is offered the opportunity to have himself duplicated. Starring another man that we spoke about earlier.
Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Was it Duplicity?
No. Think that, but maths.
Multiplicity.
Yes.
I watched that heaps. I don't know why. I can't remember any of it, but I know that I watched that a lot.
Legend. From 96. He played Vic as well, just in case you wanted to know.
Is he the next door neighbour? Work colleague.
It's always who he is, though. So. This family's cross-country drive to Wally World.
Stop!
He was the car salesman.
He was the car salesman at the very beginning.
This is your automobile.
That's vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Without the synopsis, I would never have placed him in that.
But as soon as I said it, you was like, oh, yeah, that's him.
Well, I mean, there's not many movies you can, like, confuse
with vacation. Okay. The man in the yellow hat isn't...
Dick Tracy.
No, good guess, though. Oddball museum employee. This is an animated animator who looks after his pet monkey, an inquisitive and wonderful creature whose enthusiasm gets the best of him.
Curious George?
Yes. From 2006, he plays Clovis. That was good. Well done. Very well done.
Oh, animation monkey.
That was very, very good. I thought that was the one that was going to slip you up, to be honest with you.
Yeah, my brain was. I put it in fast forward.
In there. Okay.
Let me guess.
Okay.
American Pie.
No. This father must deal with not only his daughter's pregnancy, but also his wife's.
Father of the bride two?
Yes.
What?
He's the guy that buys their house. Do you remember they want to sell their house?
Oh. No, I would never have placed
him there. Mr. Habib, his name is.
I would never have placed him in that.
Once again, the minute you see it, you're like, oh, yeah, I do remember him.
Yeah.
A young man is reunited with a mermaid he briefly encountered as a boy and falls in love with her without knowing her secret.
One word.
Mm-hmm. Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. It's Daryl Hannah.
Also, Eugene.
Tails.
No. Eugene Levy's in it. What do you?
Swish, splash.
Swish, splash. I was thinking about. He plays Walter. Okay. Four teenage boys.
American Pie.
And the character's name? Jim's dad.
Jim's dad. He never had a real name.
Stifler's mom.
True. Do you know Stifler's mum's supposed to be 36?
Really?
Yeah.
How? Okay. Really?
Yeah, I saw a thing the other day.
Yikes. Or should I say, yikel doolies. well done. That was 6 for 6.
What? No. Mm-hmm.
You got every single one of those.
I threw out a couple of guesses into the wind.
Curious George was the bit, like.
Yeah. Splish.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
Ah, Luigi. Luigi! Eugene.